No, I don't know what that is.
Okay. What do you call the covering for a pillow?
A pillowcase.
If a woman is wearing beads around her neck, you might say, that's certainly a pretty what of beads?
String of beads.
If two men have a fight and one defeats the other one very soundly, you might say that one man really what the other
one? Even whipping, I reckon.
Okay. Have you ever heard of the term haunches or hunkers or scrunches? Any of those?
No, I don't think I have.
Okay. What are some words to mean a stingy person? You might say, he never wants to turn loose a penny. He's really a...
Well, what would you call... You ought to be able to tell me that.
What does that mean?
It means saving, saving, pinching, making pennies count. And I have heard tell of folks of being penny wise and pound foolish, you know. Spend a penny, save a penny and spend a pound.
Mm-hmm. Well, do you have a particular word that means somebody like that?
No, no, I don't know what I do.
All right. Suppose a person is wearing funny looking clothes. You'd say, he really looks...
Looks funny, different, or queer, something that way.
Are you familiar with the terms dutchy, slouchy, or tacky to mean that?
Well, some folks, I've heard people make remarks about so-and-so looks a tacky or slouchy or something like that.
Uh-huh. Okay. Now, would this be a different word if it were a woman instead of a man?
Well, I wouldn't think so. A slouchy person is a slouchy person. It'd be either woman or man.
What do you call it if a woman is wearing her best clothes? You'd say she's really...
Really fine out. Got on her Sunday best or something like that.
And if you're talking about a man, you'd say he's really...
He's really dressed.
Okay. What word would you use to refer to an old person who's very lively and gets around very well? You might say, he's certainly what for his age?
Spry or something. It's that good.
You'd say that someone who never wants to do any work and who doesn't have any ambition is...
Lazy.
What do you call a bird that makes a hole in a tree trunk with its bill?
Woodpecker.
What do you call an insect that jumps around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
What do you call... Let's see now. Let's skip that. What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
I've heard several different names used for that. What you call them?
What do I call them? I call them illegitimate.
Well, yeah, that's one way, yeah.
Well, what do you call them?
Well, I guess that'd be about what I'd call them.
Okay.
That's all I'd know, too.
Okay, well, will you say the word for me?
Illegitimate. You know the conspicuous plan.
Well, see, it's important that I get you saying, you know, instead of
what
saying
I,
yes, I'd say
well,
that. It's important that I get
well, that. Well, I just can't say that word plain.
Okay. What do you call a place where a dead person is taken to be prepared for burial?
Where you take them to prepare?
Uh-huh.
The undertaker's office?
Okay. What do you call the box or the case that a corpse is put into for burial?
Casty.
What do you call the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
What do you call flowing water, something that's smaller than a river?
Branch.
And what about something that's smaller than a branch?
A mud hole. That's about all I ever see that's smaller than...